The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How you doing this morning? My name is Jake Walker. In the studio, I have Terrence A. Gross. He is an injury attorney here in Pensacola. Go to grossandschuster.com. Their number, 850-434-3333. Mr. Gross, how you doing this morning?
Doing great. Every now and then I surprise you coming live in the studio just to make sure you remember what I look like.
And you picked a great day because our AC is out.
Well, it's okay. It's that time of year. But yeah. Anyway, I always come with a topic, and I always like people to call in if they have a question about personal injury law, because that's what we do. And if they want to call you or text you, what would they do, Jake?
850-437-1620. You can call or text that number.
And Jake, just interrupt me if you do get a text.
Okay, I will.
And it's easier now because now you can hold up a finger.
Right.
Do some sign language. When it's on the cell phone, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I've been practicing only 45 years.
Only.
Yes. But I've been board certified now for 21 years. So I'm pretty proud of that. And I took a deposition a couple months ago of a very young orthopedic surgeon, very bright young man. And, you know, when you do that, you got to go over their credentials, and you found out that he's been, finished all his residency, all his requirements, and basically had been a full-time orthopedist for 3 years. So, rather newish. And then he said at the deposition, "I'm board certified." And I just sort of, raised an eyebrow. I've heard that before.
Right.
And it just amazes me because apparently, I know you have to take the test. I'm not making light of it, doctors, if you're listening. But to become board certified as a lawyer is a totally different animal, a totally different ordeal. When I first got board certified in 1993, and it's still the rules today, the number one requirement was you had to have 15 jury trials, and they had to be civil. So I'd had a lot of criminal,
right?
Because when I was a young lawyer, I did a lot of criminal, probably tried, 75 criminal jury trials. But civil jury trials, they're few and far between. So criminal, you ask the judges, every week there's criminal jury trials, every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Most, if you know any circuit judges that are in your church or your neighborhood or whatever, and you ask them, how many personal injury jury trials do you sit on that you actually hear from the bench a year? And most judges will tell you 2 to 6, probably, out of the whole year. They hear a lot of divorce cases, which are judge trials. They hear tons of criminal, very few personal injuries. So to get 15 jury trials on your belt is no easy task. And since I've been board certified, the rules have changed, which have made it more difficult to go to trial or more arduous or makes people second guess going to trial. So we do have the loser's pay rule. Some people don't know that. But in Florida, you could be rear-ended, claim injuries, and if you go to court and you just don't do as well as you thought you would, you actually could end up owing the insurance company attorney's fees and costs. So you get rear-ended, you could end up with the judgment against you for $75,000 or more for losing that case. We also have mediation that is required. There's not a single judge in the First Judicial Circuit, which would be Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties, not one judge that's going to give you a trial date unless you tell the judge, "We have already mediated." Mediation is not arbitration, folks. It's where you get into a room together, and the mediator does a pretty much a kumbaya situation and points out the weaknesses to both sides, makes people second guess, maybe somebody went in pretty confident. "Oh, did you think about this? What about this?" And it just makes you stop and think, where in the old days we never really did that.
Yeah,
really
went to trial.
And so I would say most mediators, when they introduce themselves at the beginning, they tell most people 80% of our cases at mediation usually are resolved or shortly thereafter. So again, that knocks out a lot of cases. So just to get the 15 jury trials under your belt is no easy task.
Right.
Next, you have to go back and take another bar exam. Now, this bar exam is way different than the bar exam that we took to become lawyers. So when you take the initial bar exam to become a lawyer, you have to know a little about everything. So even though I had no plans, I knew I wasn't going to be an estate lawyer. I knew I wasn't going to be a probate lawyer. I knew I wasn't going to be a real estate lawyer. I knew I wasn't going to be a constitutional lawyer. You had to know every area of the law. Wow. And you had to study. And so, yes, that's why, you know, I know a little bit. People ask me at parties, I will first tell them, look, I'm not an expert, but here's what little I do know.
Right.
And so you learn a little bit about every aspect of the law, and you got to show that on that exam. And if you can, then you pass.
Does that ever come in handy, knowing all those other areas?
Oh, yes and no. Injury? I mean, yeah, because I mean, there is a little osmosis in my personal life. So, yes, I also, when I took the bar exam, I also decided to take the real estate exam, and I just sort of skimmed it, but I passed it easily. And so I actually was a licensed realtor, and then I just let my license go and never used it.
Right.
I just thought, why not? If I'm taking two exams, I'll do them both, and
and
did it. But at the end of the day, it's nice to have a little bit. It may be good for Jeopardy. You put me on Jeopardy, maybe I'll do pretty good.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the second bar exam to get board certified is entirely different. So the first one, you got to know a little bit about everything. The second one, you have to know a lot about your given area. So there is no such thing as being board certified in personal injury. There's no such board certification. It's civil trial law. And I'll get to that in a minute. But with that being said, you have to show you have a great deep understanding of like the sovereign immunity law, of the wrongful death law, of the no-fault law, of the collateral source rule, of the seatbelt defense, of the what we call the loser's pay rule, which is all, which is really proposal for settlements, to be very technical, to know about summary judgments, to know about a lot of different esoteric areas that a general practitioner would not know, or a kid just getting out of law school and practicing for 1 year would have no idea about the depth of understanding, and you had to show that. Then you had to get two circuit judges sign off and say, yes, I think Mr. Gross is qualified, and six other lawyers, two of which had to be board certified already, saying, yes, he's competent and whatever. So you wrote down something. So did you get a text?
I was just writing down questions I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
But yeah, so you have to kind of play a social game as well. Like people have to respect you. You have to do well for them to write these recommendations, right?
Not necessarily. You know, because really, if you think about it, you see all these plaintiffs lawyers that advertise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have cases with them. Why? Because we do the same thing. I never see them.
Right.
They don't see me because we're on the same side. Mm. The cases I deal with are the opposition, the insurance company lawyers. And a lot of times, you know, I've always taken the high road anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think I have a good reputation amongst the defense lawyers as being honest, truthful, being a fighter, whatever it takes, being a good judge of my cases, a judge of my clients, and so forth. So I got a lot of credibility, but a lot of times some of the people I seek out for recommendations are actually my opposition, truthfully. But to go on with this whole certification, so you got to do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, once you're board certified, catch this. So right now, there's almost 120,000 lawyers in the state of Florida now. I have an ad I used to run in this station, I think just a few years ago, where I said 100,000. Now we're up to 120,000. When I went to law school, there were four law schools in the state of Florida. We now have, I think, about 13.
Wow.
And some are lesser schools, not to diss these young lawyers come to these schools, but they're not. They may be accredited, but I don't know. You look at their bar passage rate and the quality lawyer they're putting out, it's not the same thing as an FSU or a Florida or a Stetson or a Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, So
and that's 120,000 lawyers across the board.
In Florida.
Yeah, of all kinds.
Right. Now, of those, less than 2,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers like myself. So there's that's the whole state. Right. But now stop and think about it. Let's say there's 2,000. We'll just round it up, whatever it is. So let's say it's 2,000. I will bet you half of those lawyers represent only insurance companies. So we have a lot of board certified insurance defense lawyers in town,
right?
But they don't represent plaintiffs. So now you've lost half of the potential people that would represent you in a car wreck because they are lawyers that represent insurance companies. Now think about this. Let's say you are a condominium lawyer, you know, one of these, and they had those lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always these condominium lawsuits over what, leaks and hurricanes,
collapse,
and,
yeah,
and whatever's mm-hmm. going on. That is civil litigation. It's not personal injury. Contract disputes. You get in a major contract dispute over something, and you're going mm-hmm. to trial over the contract, or suing a contractor, mm-hmm. for instance. It could be whatever it is. Those are civil matters, but these guys are not personal injury lawyers. They're contract specialists, but yet they would be thrown, we're all thrown together. So
right.
it makes you stop and think, well, how many lawyers are plaintiffs, personal injury, board certified in the state of Florida? I can only guess. Now, that's just a guess.
Right.
After we've done that, those deductions, maybe 500 probably in the whole state of Florida. Up here in this jurisdiction, I know of a few. There's not that many. I bet you maybe there's just 10. And some of those are what we call mass tort lawyers. So they don't represent people on car wrecks. They don't represent people on slip falls or on the things that we do. Mm-hmm. What I do is called, lawyers actually have a term for it. I'm really a single event lawyer, and single event simply means there's a car wreck. That's a lone event. I represent you for that that accident mm-hmm. versus a mass tort lawyer. They do tort claim actions, and it could be bad drugs against the manufacturer, usually mm-hmm. opioids, and that type of stuff, that you class action type lawyers.
Right.
So at the end of the day, so we are in a little niche, and I've got my three sons in with me, and they all do what I do, and they're experienced way beyond the years, because very few young lawyers get the chance to narrow the field of what they do. When I first got out, I opened up my own shop. I did criminal, I did divorce. Mm. I did some wills, actually. I did whatever I could to keep the lights on, really. The luxury that my sons have had, I had an existing practice and enough name recognition where they were able to just jump on in, and all they do is personal injury. They do exactly mm-hmm. what I do. Truthfully speaking, they do a lot more of the, what we call, lawyers call it, premises liability actions.
Okay.
And that would be slip falls, maybe. Mm-hmm. It could be trip falls. It could be all kinds of different things involving premises. We got one case going where there was some kids that were working in one of these buckets, those lifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know much about this stuff, but apparently they were trying to survey some roofs, take a look at roofs and whatever. And so they're in this lift, and they got 10 feet away from an electrical wire. They didn't touch it.
Mm.
So you think, okay, what's happening here? It arced.
Oh.
Something about whatever, and one of the boys got burnt to, got really burnt up. And why the other one didn't, maybe it was grounded better or something. It was really a weird thing.
Mm.
And I didn't know anything about arcing. And so we were exploring that thing. Because the injuries are horrific.
Right.
But anyway, so there's just those type of cases that we do, but they're all what we call single event.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to the board certification, the only lawyer that legally in Florida, under now lawyers may stretch the rules, but the rules are very clear. The only lawyer they can say, I am an expert in personal injury, is a board certified lawyer. So there's one that advertises a lot and he says I'm an expert, and he's truthful because he is board certified. So he has every right to say that. But if you notice some of these other lawyers, they never say they're experts. They'll say whatever, we're bigger or we're better, or we do this or we do that, but they cannot call themselves experts according to Florida law unless you are board certified. And some of these guys, I mean, and one of my biggest gripes is that some of these big advertisers are not even from here. So we got Mr. Billboard that's not even licensed in Florida. So
right.
His face is everywhere. Everybody knows his face and knows his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Alabama lawyer that went to night school in Alabama and is not licensed in Florida. And if you're on the interstate, you can't read anything. But if you're walking and you see one of those billboards, at the very that small print, it says, I am not a Florida lawyer. So-and-so is our host lawyer. So it's some lawyer that they've hired to manage the office.
So they're like a commercial face of that lawyer.
Right. You'll never see him. And then they have the TV ads, we do this and I did this. You'll never see this guy. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Mr. Bigger law firm. And he hasn't practiced law in years and years and years. And not that they don't have good lawyers maybe, but you think you're not going to get him,
right,
per se. Mm-hmm. And then on these Google searches, so let me tell you a true story. I got a lady that just retained me on a case that's about a year old. And what she Googled, I asked her, because she ended up in the Jacksonville lawyer. So how in the world, if you had an accident in Pensacola, you're from Pensacola, why did you retain a Jacksonville law firm? And she goes, I didn't know I was retaining a Jacksonville lawyer. I Googled best personal injury lawyer, Pensacola. That was her search, right?
Mm-hmm.
They pop up because they got this juice. They know how to
search work. Engine optimization.
There you go. SEO. There you go. You nailed it.
Yep.
So they are powerful. Maybe some big firm with a big advertising budget. Maybe a full-time SEO person on staff, probably.
Right, yeah.
And they know whatever. So she Googles that thing, didn't really look to see whatever. And then I said, well, did you ever talk to the lawyer? No, I never talked to him. I mean, I said, you've never even by telephone or Zoom? No, never did. And the reason she wanted to get rid of this law firm was that she needed surgery. And they said, well, you need to come to Jacksonville to have surgery. And she goes, aren't there doctors in Pensacola?
Right.
And they go, well, we don't know any doctors in Pensacola. Oh, and she goes, wait a second, but I'm here. You want me to go to drive all the way, have some spinal surgery. I won't have loved ones there to take care of me. And somehow I got to get back. What the heck? And they said, oh, well, you can get a motel. And I go, what? I mean, it just sounded, it creeped her out. But this happens all the time. There's a South Florida firm that when you Google, if you do any of your searches right now, Pensacola personal injury lawyer, Pensacola accident lawyer, there is a firm that's going to pop up and you won't recognize it first. I've recognized them, but it's just a major advertising firm out of South Florida. And they pop up. And then of course there's a lot of these paid for things. So, you know, if you went to New Orleans and you hadn't really been there in a long time and you really wanted to take your wife to something special and you did best Creole food in New Orleans and you start seeing the top things, it says ad. Well, that's not the best. That's somebody that paid for that position.
True.
You got to go back down to your organic and then start reading reviews. And if you see somebody with a 5.0 review or a 4.9 review, organically,
right,
I think you're going to get a good Creole meal in New Orleans.
Exactly.
But otherwise, some of these guys, they're paid for, and then you start look at the reviews, it's like Saturday Night Live. So I think people, you know, the board certification means something.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really met, on both sides of the fence, I've never met a bad board certified lawyer.
Right.
Because they've shown that they've had the experience and the recommendations, all the things I described you got to go through. It's just not easy. It's very difficult to become board certified.
Right.
The other thing I would tell you, when they're ranking lawyers, there are all kinds of services out there, and I'm in them, but some I don't even know how I got in them, but the oldest and the best is Martindale Hubbell. Martindale Hubbell is over 100 years old. They've rated lawyers for decades, and it's lawyers rating fellow lawyers.
Oh, okay.
And the highest rating you get is AV. I don't even know what AV stands for, but under their system, if you're AV, that's just top notch. And I'm not bragging, but I happen to be AV, and I've been AV rated since I think about 1993 as well, somewhere around there. So that's Martindale Hubbell. AVO is a newer organization that ranks lawyers on a scale of 1 to 10. I don't know their criteria. I know I'm a 10, but I don't know how they do that. Mm-hmm. Then they got super lawyers, which I think with super lawyers, I'm a little more dubious. I'm a super lawyer too, and a lot of people advertise that and whatever, but I don't know what the criteria is. It's an unknown thing, and I think it's more of an advert. I think they want you to buy their plaques and stuff. I think you can, for $350, we'll sell you a plaque that says you're a super lawyer, and so I'm a little dubious about that one.
Right.
Because you don't do anything to be a super lawyer that I know of. I didn't apply for it.
Right.
It just pops up, you know. So you're looking at something.
I'm looking at what the AV stands for, and it's hard to figure out. The V in the rating standards is very high. That's what it's very high.
Right.
And the A is just like an A, B, or C rating, and you have the A. So the AV is at least 10 years of experience and recognized for having high levels of integrity and skill.
There you go.
Yeah.
And there's so I would say if we go back to the board certified lawyers, saying that if my guess is, it's just a guess, if there's only 500 that are board certified civil trial, how many are AV rated? Can't be many.
No.
I have both of those distinctions. And after 45 years, I've earned it. I've paid the price, and I'm glad it's an accomplishment. But also, I see we're running out of time. Yep. I appreciate everybody's attention. Maybe next week we'll get some calls, but this is Terrence Gross. Mm-hmm. We are local. We have 5 offices, Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. Call us at 850-434-3333, or you can visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Real quickly, settlements versus trials, which is usually more favorable?
Well, you don't know. I can't answer that. Let's save that for another day. That's a whole half-hour discussion.
Okay, all right. That was the one question that came up with it I really wanted to talk about. So we'll get to that next time on the show. This has been the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow.